There's an interesting piece over here from Nesiv Shalom. So in this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of making the kir. V'si zekir nechoshes v'chan nechoshes v'rochso, and it brings the psukim. Now, v'hinem v'forshim omdu, madua l'nemer parsha zekir le'el, bein shar klei hamikdash v'parsha shtruma, el parsha sen alacha inyan maxis v'shekel. So l'chara, in the order of the kelim of the mikdash, of the mishkan, we said in parshas truma, with the exception of the mizbeach, which went inside of the hechel, which that's written, then the parshas tetzava, and then the kir, which is one of the kelim which was used in the mishkan, is in parshas kisisa. Like, why is it kisisa? Kisisa already we have. It starts talking about the mitzvah ma'aseh shekel, which is to pay for the karbonis. Then it goes from there. Afterwards, it talks about making the Shemen and Mishra, talks about making the Ketaris, talks about putting together the Mishkan. It goes to Chatagel, etc. But the order, we're already talking about the things which are taking place in the Mishkan. We're talking about the money for the Kabbalists, we're talking about the Shemen and Mishra, we're talking about the Ketaris, we're talking about putting the Kalim together. We're not in Binyan anymore, we're not making Kalim. All of a sudden it says, "V'si zekir nechoshes v'rochso, make a kir." There's a mitzvah to make the kir. So why is it making the kir over here? It doesn't seem to belong. It seems to belong earlier. B'chein yesh lion al derech avoda hinyan shekir hoye osir nechoshes v'kana nechoshes chiz achitza hoye nechoshes chomash hashak lechotzer mechotzer chutzer almoye hoye nechoshes. In general, I want to talk about this idea that the mishkan itself. Nechoshes is not used. It's zov and it's kesef. When you go outside, so the mizbeach is nechoshes. Okay, good. When you go outside, the kir is nechoshes. When you go outside, the amudim for the mishkan were covered in nechoshes. The asedas were nechoshes. The only place that you have nechoshes in the Mishkan was the adonim of the outer peruchis, the outer masach of the Mishkan. They were, the amudim were covered with silver, and the adonim over there were nechoshes. All of the other adonim were made out of silver. Those were done in nechoshes. So the place where the Mishkan, the doorway, the foundation is nechoshes. And afterwards, everything else is nechoshes. That's something to think about. Why is nechoshes play such a role over here, and not inside but outside? V'inyan, so to explain, he wants to say the following. We know that the Beis Hamikdash, many of the different proportions speak about how you could look at the different kelim of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, corresponding to different parts of the person. Okay, so. And the an al derech shabakam asadim yesh tachtiim shniim ushlishim. There are different layers in the importance of the person. Which are there's the moyach, there's the lev, v'havor matachtoinim. Okay, so we have the moyach. It's maybe the highest level of the person. We have the lev. We have the much lower level parts of the limbs of the body. It's called halakha. The goal of here is to take each one of those, which has its own milus and its own challenges, and bring that to Avodas Hashem as well. That's the nerve center of the whole world. It's referring to the Avodas Hashem, the lower part of the body. Chazal use a lashon one place. They talk about the idea that. Moshe was mechetzel lamata. He was an adam mechetzel lamal. He was a malach. The lower half of him, he still functions like a person, right? Because I use one different lesson. They talk about a person mechetzel lamal is a malach, and mechetzel lamata is a behemoth. The lower parts of the body is represents the idea of digestion and all the physical things. The upper part is the human being's ability to think and to emote, etc. That's more dumb into the world of the malachim than it is in the world of animals. So we divide the person into those type of divisions. So the chotzer corresponds to the outer evor, the lower evor. Shochelik man, maybe Beisavitash Hoy Mashpia Kedusha B'Klal Yisrael B'Chelik Shel Mechuvin Kenegdoi. And each part of the Mishkan and the Mikdash was able to put Kedusha, that its goal was to put Kedusha in that part of man. The area which is the element of Taiva, the person, it says, the Mizbeach, to me, to Kadal Mizbeach. That's where there had to be a constant fire. Why do you have to have a constant fire in the Mizbeach? Sheisha Kedusha, Tavirus, Eisha Taivis, Bebechinus, Havla Mapik Havla. So the Chazal used a lashon that, you know, that the only thing which, the Zohar used a lashon that the only thing which can overcome fire is fire. Eish Akhla Eish, we use it, we mention it in one place in the Piyutim. Eish Akhla Eish. So the Eish of the Tamid, the way you overcome Taiva is by sublimating it, taking that drive, the passion, the desire, and putting it into the Eish of Kedusha. You don't overcome the Eish of Taiva by trying to suppress it. It's going to plot out at some point in time. You take that, once said that the Mor says, you know, we picture, I mean, maybe you don't picture, I don't know, but you're looking, you're, I don't know, but my Rebbeim were Litvaks. So Litvaks are these, you know, very intellectual thinkers, not so effusive, emotional, you know, they were very, that was the world that they were from. So you sort of, you take backwards and you picture back to Abaya and to Rava, you know, you sort of picture them like, you know, looking the same way, right? You know, just like more intense, right? They had real long kapotas and big hats, you know, right? So there's a strange gemara. The Mor says that that Abaya once comes out and he sees a person's traveling and he sees that he meets a woman along the way and they travel together. He says, the Dvar Avera, they're being Mechav on the Dvar Avera, I'm going to go along to try and stop them. So he follows them as they're going. These two people by themselves are traveling through the forest, you know, they say Yichud, whatever it is, they're by themselves, and you know, the opportunities for doing something improper were there. And they travel to the next city, and the man says, the woman was very pleasant traveling with you, and they depart. So Mor says, that Abaya said, had it been me, I would have been Nichshel with an Avera with the woman. So Mor says, the Lam Lucha, Shekol Agoda Mechavera, Yitzra Goda Lucha. You see that the greater the person is, the bigger his Yetzer Hara is. So that's what Abaya was saying. He says, what's the Mor saying? The Mor is building up, you know, like fun and Gemara. There's another Gemara, and the Mor talks about the whatever. So what's Abaya saying? Abaya is saying is this, Abaya was an extremely passionate person. Abaya had a tremendous power of love and passion and desire, etc. Abaya sublimated that and used it for Torah. Abaya's love for Torah and desire for Torah and desire for Kodesh Baruch Hu made Frenchmen look like wimps, you know. But if it would ever be distracted into something else, he right would make Frenchmen look like wimps. He had tremendously the power of passion. The way you overcome the Eish of Taiva is with the Eish of Kedusha. You sublimate, the only way you can, so the Mizbeach, Hachitzen, which corresponds to the Vorim of Tachtonim, the Eish of Tomid of the Mizbeach overcomes the Eish Tomid, the Eish, which is a Mavir inside of the person. Of his Yesh the Bayer. Shakir, Inyonah, Shinosa, Kashbrah, Kli, Lassus, Ayodah, Hachonah, Kerem, Shinot, Nigoshim, Labedis, Besa, Mikdash, Labedis of Mizbeach. The function of the Kir is Hachonah. Right? The Kir plays no role directly in any of the Vedas. Its whole purpose is to prepare yourself for the avodah. Kei ruchol basu v'dom yilud isha l'geshes ala kodesh l'amad d'fnei Hashem yizborach kel godol b'nara v'lazil l'mal m'yasagas enosh. Human being cannot do that. There's only human being can come and serve a kodesh boruch. Right? So I would walk into the palace of the czar and say, I'm here to serve you. They chop on my head. Who do you think you are that you deserve to serve me? You know, like you have the power, right? You have to prepare yourself for years and years and years to be roy to be able to serve the king. A human being comes, well, I'm here to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, Shkayach, excuse me. You know, like, who do you think you are? L'chei nitin akir l'shamish hachono. B'voyim o'el mo'ed o'el yishim l'izbech l'sharish. Shekol karen karem k'nisos l'avoyed o'yiton k'nish yodayim reglayim. Because it is that Paul Shinli Mahusi b'chol adam, but while Moira Gvishim Mizbeach Kasher Hayu Lifnei Kain Roechim Edem Raglem and Akira Al Yerezeh Hayusam Mishtana Kol Mahusam Mitziusam. The Kiddush of the Kir was it raised them up into a different world. as it were you washed away the chumris of the person. The chumris of the person is represented by his hands, which that the ability of the human being to accomplish in this world is represented in his hands. The ability to exert dominion over the world is represented by the feet, because you can walk, you can go wherever you want, you're in control. And here you take your hands and your feet and you wash them away, as it were. It's like you're sort of like saying, I am leaving that world behind, I'm going into the new world. Now, that's step number one. So the kud is avoid, the hachana. This is the process of hachana, of knis into the mikdash. Furthermore, it's a process of tshuva that a human being does. He cleanses himself. Tshuva is the process of cleansing yourself. So the idea of the kir was the inyan of cleansing himself. The Moran Admor, that's one of the earlier, the Slonim Rebbe is one of the earlier ones where the Sefer, I think it's called Divrei Shalom, Omar, Yirchutzumayim, my Merle Tshuva. Yirchutzumayim, Hanashi Yasa Tshuva al Tshuvasai, Kikach Oysim Tshuva Lithanech Kaddish Baruch. You have to wash the water. He says water is a process of cleansing. So what do you mean? Yirchutzumayim, right? You don't wash the water. Your Rechutz with Mayim. Yirchutzubimayim. The phrase is, you wash the water. What do you mean you wash the water? You have to wash out your tshuva. Your tshuva needs to be cleansed. Right? He says, that's how you are with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, explain that in a second. But the Sefer Shalom is taking out of it. You see that the point of this is referring to tshuva. So the hachana was tshuva. Now what's tshuva? Rabbi Yonah says, if you allow me to use a Baal Musa to explain a piece of Chassidus. I'm sorry. This is
it's okay. He predates Chassidus by a lot. So
yeah, I guess.
I think there's an
Eger's
Moshe and
a Rikita Eger
and
less. What? Yeah. Okay. I'm lying. So the Rabbi Yonah has a sefer called Sod HaTshuva. Or so sefer. It's a little kutras. It's 4 pages long. He says the secret of tshuva. Or some people, the correct use was Yisod HaTshuva, the foundation of tshuva. It's printed in the article of Machzor and Rosh Hashanah before the beginning. They call it the foundation of repentance. And his main point over there is that tshuva means leaving the old you behind. The fellow who did that avera was Beryl. I'm Shmeryl. Right? So, but the problem is, that we don't work like that. I wake up in the morning, Beryl says, yesterday's Beryl, my turn Beryl will be Beryl tomorrow. So I schlep all of whatever I've done wrong. He says, you know what? I have a great idea. Forget about yesterday, forget about tomorrow, just make sure that today you do it right. The vote of tshuva is, do it right today. The vote is not to fix yesterday, the vote is not to work with all, the vote is just today to do it right. Leave yesterday behind and start over today. That's tshuva. So that's the foundation of tshuva. He says, so Yichud Tzumayim, the day was you walk into the Mikdash, you're walking in as yesterday was yesterday. Today I'm walking in, I'm cleaning, I'm washing yesterday behind. Now yesterday wasn't such a bad day. It has the good things. So I'm leaving behind the good and the bad? Yes. The point is, you're totally fresh. So you wash your tshuva, which means that even the tshuva needs to be washed away. Because if you do, you're still tying yourself back to your past. And the yisod of the void of the person is the process of being able to say, whatever I did yesterday, good or bad, the Rebbe says, whatever you did yesterday, good or bad, is irrelevant. It's totally, today is a brand new day, and today I have to get it right. Now, obviously we absorb kalim from our avodah from the previous days. But the focus shouldn't be, well, yesterday I did such a good job. Simela, it's a motivational technique. In some ways it drags you down, because it defines you by yesterday. And that's limiting. So you as it were, you have the tshuva on your tshuva.
Why is that tshuva on tshuva? That you forget about good stuff you did yesterday.
Because the process of tshuva is that they're leaving something behind. What you're leaving behind is yesterday's tshuva. You're also leaving behind. So otherwise, you're stuck. You're limited by yesterday. And that's not, the avodah is that to basically say, and when it, the idea of going to Mikdash is, if I'm totally giving myself over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so whatever I was before is irrelevant. Because then if it's relevant, what I'm saying, I'm taking me into the picture. The avodah is leave me out of the picture and just give myself over totally to Kodesh Baruch Hu. As much as I slept my thoughts from yesterday, my feelings from yesterday, my accomplishments from yesterday, and my nishyanas and my winning nishyanas from yesterday, I'm stepping me into the picture. The avodah is just walk in and leave everything behind. Okay, in a binyan tshuva yesh tshuva al chait kasher adam over aver mesuyemis. Yesh tshuva al kom and see us adam. Al avoida shaychis the moyach al avoida al shalei vevorim. Chelik vleyatzu laker es a chelik harashu boy. Lo tshuva al chait prati al tshuva al ikiras chelik hara and imsebadim. We're talking over here redoing you. Mizeh hoya kir kardam shenigashim al avoida space of mikdash. Lataris kolad but see us adam betachtiim shniim ashlishim all the layers of the person. The kir wasn't part of the avodah. So he doesn't explain why it's here. In Kisisa, he says it's not part of Shuma. It's not part of the Tzav. It's not part of Binyan Mikdash. It's not the things that you do the avodah with. It's the kiddush that the Bresham allowed us to create a hechatimsa to be part of an avodah. So with Pashas Chorban, you would take this, you extend the thought, Kisisa is about the avodah already. It talks about buying the money, getting the money for the Karbonis, making the Ketaris. It's already in the process of, okay, this is what you're going to do in the Mikdash. Before we're talking about building Mikdash, now we're talking about doing. Kir is about doing, not about building. Now, B'Yisim B'Taris Abbas Miran, the Kaddish B'Kabrin, that rachzi yidem raglayim yidem nikra midas hainu midas harosh shabadim graim hainu raglayim harayim. Now it doesn't only mean that, but he's using it for that part. Sheyesh etzalotim yonim sheinu kachach mitzala midas asher hugel behem matil hudaboy. We have midas. We also have things which we've become ruggle to walk in. Even the word ruggle is from the word raglayim. We're used to it. That's how you go. Again, say gateman. That's how you go. That's it's promised. It's a heavy issue. I'm not pulled towards it. I don't have a tie before it. Just. Habit is a very limiting thing. B'voya b'alol moed kasher bo lumo tara. All moed was to learn tara. Abi yishom lizbeach l'sharis l'kshnigas l'avodas Hashem. So that's the two nukudas of avoid over here is all moed was the makom where the Rishon spoke to us, and the mizbeach was the makom where we gave to him. Either one of those. L'tara is called minus rose v'her gelam aroy. Talks about this in multiple places, that the achana is greater than the mitzvah itself. Have you ever had this experience? I don't know if you had this experience. You go down by an Ernst Chassidish Shtibel. Not, you know, these fly by, you know, quick places. The place where the real Bali Avodah over there. And, you know, they come in these places, you know. Brachas is they call up brachas. Everybody says brachas. They say amen. It says mamshah. The gatzah word of brachas and kabbalas. And pshat lezimra was high. They're screaming. They're kishkazah. You get the baruchu. Brachas kriyashma. And kriyashma is quiet. And it's quick. And shmona esrei is quick. It's like my first time it happened. I was like, huh? usually I go ahead because I can't keep up. So I was davening by a minyan that Shabbos morning, Sukkot Zimmer Shabbos morning takes 50 minutes. Not brachas. Sukkot Zimra takes 50 minutes. From the Haidi till the end of Yishtaba takes 50 minutes. They push it, they scream, they cry, they announce, they dance, they sing, you know. And mamish, it's a tutzach lepetik. Sechikameit, I'll have plenty of time for kriyashma. You know, I didn't know what I know. Again, they get to kriyashma, like, whoa! You know, they left me behind in the dust. And that was like, you know, okay, you know, they should have warned me. Right? What's up, shot? And that's a psukha zimra zachonu. And kriyashma and shmonesma is the void itself. And the achonu is bigger than the void itself. So Sassama said, what's the pshat? Because a human being has no shaykh to the word of Batsa. All we can do is prepare ourselves, and then let the Baruch Hashem's mitzvah be pearl in us. Right? Tefillah, we ask b'kashas, etc. But the son of tefillah is the human being comes in front of his creator and says, I'm here, take care of me. Good, good, you did it. You said, I'm here, take care of me. Right? That's, you're waiting for him to pull to you. What, you have the power to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have the power to be Makabal HaKoshamayim. Really? You have the power to prepare yourself, and that's the best you can do. Bamas kasher yudi nigash laniach tefillin. Rabbi Hinni Mechav and Menuchat Tilna Kaimitz is buried. A love lahargish b'chol oimik na'avshari. Eich bas v'dom ha'yodeyah shiflusay marib oiz lisyatze b'tefila lifnei Hashem Yisborach. What? Really? Lisyatze b'tefillin ha'kol yonam ha'niskav ha'kolun behem. I'm putting on tefillin. And like Avshaych is putting on tefillin, like Avshaych is, you know, to wearing the crown jewels. And that's a mashu of a marshal. I am Shaykh is putting on tefillin. Me in my lonely head, I am Shaykh is putting on tefillin. The Kol Pachas Tilo Hachana Bebechinas Levavi Anishpar Anitka Anicha Habeit Mishmayim Rei. So listen, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm a lonely person. What can I do? Ich bin du. I'm trying to do the best I can. Please take care of me. Okay, please accept my whatever I have to offer. It's not great, but please accept. The person talking realizes the awesome of Kodesh Baruch Hu and how weak we are, how limited we are. It's possible the person can't say no. She may be yod the last is a chana cheres a reizu guva chanos. That's not chana. The mama the Rosh Hashanah lekim at the chana separate chukai. He says, Reingold, Rosh, are you? You have a right to talk to me. Who are you? Cholecha yodeis cheshbon. Everybody knows and how we're not perfect. I don't tell you how I'm not perfect. That's not your business. But I know. Al achas shimon libay kvar in a Rosh. Kinesa b'rishanim. Shimon har zerua the kimin miskar kvar in a nikar Rosh. Shem enu tzarach adan tikunam ach beetsam kvar in a Rosh. Charata alone, an emes of charata makes you oish rasha. Rasha, I really don't like doing these averes. I saw a Kabbalah report. It says re'eva onyenu. So how do you translate re'eva onyenu? The Chumash says Rasha re'e onyenu. See our affliction. What's re'e bit onyenu? So Rasha means like Rasha affliction, like see in the like pashat the hair. What's going on inside the affliction? What's the real issue? So one of the Baalei Chassidus, I remember who, he said that what's the biggest inui that we have? We want to be good Jews, and we're not doing a good job about it. That's the biggest inui. So we look talking like we're talking. Oh, we don't care. We sort of make a facade. It's not important to me. I can deal with it because I think about it sometimes it's pashut too painful. It's pashut to an inui nefesh. Inui nefesh. I want to be better. I don't enjoy being where I am. Personally, I want you to hear that nekud of the inui that we have. To hear that deep down inside, there's an inuy that I feel bad that I'm not there. So, Kabbalah, that's all you need. That's all. You're not a Russia anymore. So now you can talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Russia, by the Chol Tzayim B'Chukai. Not a Russia. You have Chorazi. You feel horrible. You're doing these things. You might do it again. Okay, it's a problem. So you haven't solved the tikkun yet. You know that what you have. The chassidim used to daven very late. So it's a toast, Batson, right? The way people say it. Shchin the daven late. They made a tremendous amount of hachana before daven. Right. So I mean, you know, you go to square for Shabbos. So first of all, Shabbos morning, every man in the city goes to the mikvah. Like there's a massive humanity using the mikvah. Then they say all sefer tilim before Shabbos. They sit down. They say all of sefer tilim from cover to cover before Shabbos daven. Shabbos morning daven. You say tilim. They say all of sefer tilim before him. And then they start davening. Okay, you say you really put the time that you do that. It's pretty late, you know. So man, they daven late, you know. So came along the guy, you know, there's a Muslim copying the klipa, you know, the klipa chassidus is the guy cop. The chassidim daven late, it's also daven late. He sleeps until 11 o'clock. He davens late. I'm gonna chassid in shkayach. That's chassidus, you know. Because you have to be honest. You can't daven late. I'm not answering the question, but the point is that the kuna was they felt a hachana. Because that's we have no shaykhah to the real avodah itself. It's beyond the limitations of a human being. The ikir is the rotzen, which is expressed in the chana. My rotzen I can give you. I want to do the right thing. I can't. To do it right, I'm never going to get it right. Like little kids, you know, I would like to have, I want to help you. I want to help you bake. Now, you know what it means. It means that the thing's going to look like a galumpa to who knows what. Right? And it's going to be a mess all over the kitchen. But the rotzen is important. So Rosh says, okay, you know what, I'll accept this, you know, this half-baked, who knows what, as called tefillah, because I know your rotzen is you want to do it right. So how do you show your rotzen? You show because you really want to be there. So you come early, you prepare yourself, you work on yourself. So you sit, there's a ma'aseh with the label of Eger. So Leibel Eger was a Kibager's son, Reb Shlomo, had a son, Reb Leibel. Reb Leibel came a chassid. So Reb Shlomo had no shaykhus to him. He was, there was still the little world, you know, Mishnah, Chassidim, there was a don. Kibager was makar of him. So Reb Leibel says he went to Kibager once for Rosh Hashanah. And he'd been the curve to Kotsk. So in Kotsk, you know, it was all about who are you. So obviously the preparation for Kiyas Shofar from Rosh Hashanah, like they would sit for hours before and like push it, being over and thinking about, you know, how dare I come to hear the Kiyas. So he says he had Chorbot afterwards because he should have, sitting the Dabi next to his Zayda would have been worth it anyway, you know. But so he was outside, they were Dabbing already, he was outside pacing back and forth, smoking his pipe, thinking about the Voida. All through Shacharis, all through Kriyas Tzara. Finally, Kegger forced him back in for Tkiyas Shofar. What? He was down playing a game. He was pushing, getting ready. So he felt it took him, you know, 6 hours to get ready for Tkiyas Shofar. You know, it's a beautiful thing because, like, you know, when we walk into Tkiyas Shofar, our akana is kiddish, schmoozing, and then we scream on the tackle, I'll live the karak mizmor. We don't know what it means. And that's dos taste akana is for Tkiyas Shofar. You know. And Rabban says a shir, which nobody understands usually. And then we stop for a minute, the quiet,
they're
quiet. He's
wanting
what?
They're wanting to understand.
Good. No. And then we have a minute of misbundedness about, we wish we know what to be misbundened about. And that's it, you know. That's our achanas, you know. Like, you know, so he spent 6 hours being meichet. You know, what was Shachas? I'm not answering the question. But you know, but the Nakuna of achana was a very big thing about the Chassidim. Chazal said, Chassidim Rishon, why you a shayim Shachas, cut him a tefillah. Now, so if Chassidim Rishonim Hazman Chazal needed an hour, nowadays you need at least 15 hours, like, you know, like the Chol HaPochus. I went out to Israel in 89 with my wife. We went for Pesach. We went there a month of Nissan, basically. So when we got there, I said, you know, let's go to the Kaisel. I'd never been there before. I mean, I was, you know, I was just like starry eyed, the whole thing. I told my wife, I'm not ready to go to the Kaisel yet. You know, get to the coast. I'm not ready to go to the coast yet. She says, okay, fine. Next one, she says, let's go to the coast. She says, I'm not ready to go to the coast yet. And my wife says, we're going to be back on the plane, going back to America. You still go to the coast yet? She says, we're going to the coast today. I said, okay, fine, I hear you. It's a good point. What do you mean, ready to go to the coast? You know, you go to the coast. You know, you go, the Malkum, the Shechina, the Malkum of the Shechina still left the coast. The coast of Rabbi, person take away the Shechina. You're standing in front of the Mamash, you know, you're standing right by next to the Makom HaMikdash. You go to the Eish building, you can look down at the Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi Tamar, he's giving Shir one time, Erev Yom Kippur, he's teaching them about the Avodah. So he says, okay, look, the Kohen Gadol stood there,
wow.
And the poor was facing this way, and he freaked out. That's what your mom is right there. You didn't get to the Kaisel. Matachonis, you go to the Kaisel. Whatever you're going to do, any time a person does something which is of value, it makes sense to prepare. So you can use your gashmias for the right person. That's what you use gashmias for. Fine. Now, the union of the Kira being out of Nechayshus, we didn't really get to. Because it's time to stop from our... Okay. We got to have it.